This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And first up, are Malaysians waiting longer to have kids? And is it because of the pandemic? A new study suggests that this might be the case.
So, there are a lot of caveats here, right? I am going to say that. And this was according to the Balancing Family, Work and Life study that was done by Ipsos. And in it, 26% of Malaysian survey participants said that they delayed or decided against having a child or more children in the past 2 years. Now, while the online study involved over 20,000 adults aged 16 to 74 across 30 countries, the Malaysian sample in particular included 500 participants. So just to be clear about who exactly it is that we're talking about. And Wan Nuradia, who's the head of public affairs at Ipsos Malaysia, said that the emergence of COVID has contributed to a sense of uncertainty, which, at least among the people surveyed, became the primary reason for delaying or deciding against having a child or another child. So I think that it is important to say that the question included both those things, right? So it's not necessarily just about whether or not you are planning to have a child in general, but even whether you want, how large a family you want, you know, what is the gap? And I think these are things that people do think a lot about when it comes to planning their future, right? And what it could look like around the dining room table.
So this survey actually got me thinking about all of those historical conversations or data that you get post, say, a war or other disasters or, you know, previous pandemics, and how it actually significantly shapes how people might think about the future and a family and what it means to have children. And it's interesting how you see either thing happening. In one sense, it might be people choosing to have more children. In the other sense, it may be a general sort of pulling back, wanting to be conservative, worries about money. So there are particular things that came up in this survey. Now, according to it, some of the reasons for delaying that decision to have more children, some are personal choices and some relate to macro level things. So, for example, the lack of a partner or career considerations. But then it can also range to things like political stability and economic stability. So in terms of Malaysia, they also, you know, in terms of Malaysia, there are also concerns that both genders have particular constraints that can harm their career, for instance, that even though family care is traditionally associated with women, that it also impacts men and what they can do with their lives and how they progress in their careers. So in terms of, I think, this question of choice, there are multiple things that, you know, clearly things like career already existed, but I think the pandemic exacerbated or in some cases honed in on the challenges.
Instability, right, I think is very key here, because there is that question of, well, I have a job now, but I know how quickly that could go away. Or I know that there could be changes in how much I earn. I know that there could be changes in where it is that I work or the circumstances under which I work. Because for some people, you know, there was a full progression to working from home. And can you make that work if you're a parent? You know, so there are all these things that come in. But the comparison I was thinking of actually was to the climate crisis, because while we've been dealing with the pandemic, so to speak, whatever that might mean for each of us, alongside this has also been an accelerating conversation about climate change, right? And about the various catastrophes that we're seeing in this exact vein. And in terms of deciding when or how many children, one of the questions I've seen come up a lot has actually been that of the environment and whether or not, you know, one feels comfortable necessarily, you know, having more children, what that means for, I guess, not just your family, but in a larger sense, the world and its resources. And so when I think about something as wide-ranging as the pandemic and how it impacts very personal choices, the kind of correlation I see is not just to things like wars, but also, we're very cheerful today, but also things like the climate crisis.
We're talking about this essentially because of a survey by Ipsos that indicates 26% of Malaysians surveyed have decided to either delay or not have children at all due to the pandemic. So we're asking you, has the pandemic changed your plans to start a family? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with social psychologist and quantitative researcher, Dr. Gopi.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about whether people are having fewer children because of the pandemic, or at least a survey indicates that some Malaysians might be reconsidering the idea. So we'd like to hear from you. Has the pandemic changed your plans to start a family? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to talk about this further is Dr. Go Pei Hua, social psychologist and quantitative researcher. Dr. Go, welcome to the show. Now, have you noticed a shift in family planning trends over the years?
Over the years, so I guess what I've noticed is, like, in my personal circles, right? More of my friends are getting pregnant, but that could be an age factor. So it could be that. But research-wise, a lot of my work focuses not on pregnancies or, you know, birth rates or things like that. A lot of my work actually looks at how people form relationships. So there is a singlehood problem recently. So yeah, I would say that there are some shifts there. And of course, if you're single, you're more likely to have family-related, you know, concerns as well, because you can't start a family. Well, technically, you can start a family if you're on your own. With, you know, you can find ways, right, to have children. But of course, you can see that those trends that arise from problems related to singlehood can also translate into family-building problems.
So we're talking about this today because a study from Ipsos has suggested that COVID-19 is one of the factors contributing to the decision against having children. What are your thoughts on this?
When I saw this, the first thing I look at as a researcher was, okay, who was the sample? Like, you know, the researcher mode turns on and I'm like really strict. Like, okay, who was the sample? What was the sample size? And so unfortunately, when I look at the press, so there are articles on it, right? But then I also went to the Ipsos site to actually look at the press release. When I look at some information, really small information about the sample, it says that it was a decent sample size, Malaysians, 500 participants. But the age range was 16 to 74. So I was a bit unsure. I mean, what would people who are aged, you know, 50 above, you know, the factors are very different from people who are aged 50 and below. So my first thing was I would need more information. The reporting would have to be a bit clearer to kind of like, especially for readers, right? For us to have a clearer information on what's going on. But otherwise, another thing that I noticed was they asked people what were some reasons, right? They asked people to choose the reasons that prevented them against having children in the past 2 years, right? So if you look at the press release, the top two reasons, one is concerns related to COVID, which is like 26% of participants said that. And the second one is single. I'm single, therefore I can't have kids. And that is at 25%. So to say that, you know, COVID is the problem is a little bit misleading, I would say. COVID is definitely part of the problem, but it's not the most important and only problem. Because if you think about it, 26% versus 25%, how significantly different it is. Of course, we would need more statistical analyses to clarify that.
So if I could expand on that second point, is there a possibility that the pandemic has significantly affected how people might think about starting families in the short term? And if so, how?
So, yeah, I would say definitely. Because if you think about what the pandemic does, is it makes you think about life and death, right? It makes you think about health. It makes you think on top of that. So those are the top things. But then on top of that, there are also your economic situation. Where is your money going to come in? Is there even going to be a world in the future? You know, there are so many things to consider. In the past, when there are recessions or public health crises, people generally observe a decrease in birth rates. But after a while, it goes back up again. So it seems like there's a balance. You know, we just can't stop having babies. So there is some sort of a balance that comes into play, right? And this is something that was observed in like SARS, Zika, even in natural disasters that has happened. So always the same thing. In the beginning, the birth rate goes down, but over time, it goes back up again. And with COVID research, or research related to COVID, it's something similar as well. So originally, we did see, you know, a decrease. But another study that was published a bit later actually showed that in March 2021, as early as March 2021, the birth rates, and this was done in the US, went back to pre-pandemic levels.
In general, right, how might economic and political stability affect family planning trends?
Earlier, I said recessions, I said public health crises, and COVID has elements of both of these, right? It has financial-related concerns. It has also like health-related concerns. So generally, I would say these are instabilities in our environment, things that are very difficult for us to control. And it definitely has an impact. Anything that can impact our well-being will definitely impact our decision to actually, you know, pursue something. But definitely there's that financial concern bit. On top of that, you know, because of the health-related concerns, there's also concerns related to childcare.
Conversely, though, in history, sometimes periods of unrest or social turmoil have often resulted in a baby boom instead. Do you think we might see this happen post-pandemic?
Unfortunately, we don't really have a lot of data in Malaysia. I've read some studies that were done in the US that actually project, you know, they use statistical techniques to actually predict what's going to happen, and they do anticipate a surge.
And there is also the perception that rising development, economic prosperity, and an increasing career emphasis has impacted when people choose to have children. Is this perception true, and to what extent?
When you kind of like put all your focus into your career, naturally, you have less psychological resources to think about the other things that may be important in your life. And also there's this drive. I'm not sure where this came from, but I definitely heard it from my parents growing up that, you know, it's like, you need to focus on your career, you know, don't go and love, you know, you need to focus on your career, get money, stability, everything. So there's this drive over there, right? There's this push that, you know, we don't really realize have actually been drilled into us. So I do feel like things like this, you know, whether we realize it or not, affects our decision making. Now, on top of that, you said increasing economic wealth or like development, right? So how does that actually shape our decision to have children? Well, one of the things that people have proposed is that people are, when you get to a particular stage in life, you focus more on yourself and you kind of think about, okay, I want to make this life good for me and I don't have time to think about actually having children, or I don't want to share it with a child, to put really bluntly. Of course, that's not the exact thought process, but the pattern of it is somewhat like that.
And what are some other factors that lead to people deciding not to have children?
I'm moving away from like, you know, economical reasons and also more career-related reasons to more personal reasons here. I personally have heard people saying, like, I don't want to bring a child into this world because I didn't have a good experience myself as a child. And I think this is something that is very important for us to address as well.
So to your knowledge, then, how often is personal choice the deciding factor compared to situational things like lack of resources?
I like this question a lot, actually, because it's a very philosophical question, right? It boils down to, do we have free will or not, right? Because that's what you're asking. Is it my choice not to have a child, or is it that I'm choosing not to have a child because of the circumstances that I'm in and the forces that are beyond my control? I would say that we don't really have a choice. I would say that a lot of the decisions that we make is because of like the experiences that we've had, is because of, you know, the circumstances that we're in, how our environment is, how is our wealth, and how stable you know, our future looks as well. So if you look at it from that perspective, I think it's not really a personal choice. It's not really like my own decision making. But I would say that at the end of the day, it's all about your perception. If you feel, so even if the environment is very safe, if you feel that it's not safe, you're not going to have a child, right? So the actual fact is actually less important than what you see.
And have there been any noticeable differences between the ways that the different generations approach this decision?
So my thoughts on this is that I think in the past, people saw childbearing, or there are more people who see childbearing as a responsibility rather than, you know, like, oh, I'm in love and I want to create a child. And I'm sure there are those as well. But like, I would say, if you just look at it generally, I would say the percentage of people who actually see childbearing as a responsibility is higher than now. So there is also that, again, it's boiling back to like personal choice again, right? I would say that now people are seeing that they have somewhat of an option as well. So whether or not you think this option is because of their own personal choice or because of their circumstances is a different story. But now at the moment, I would say that, you know, if you ask people why they don't have a child, they are actually saying, well, I'm choosing not to, rather than, you know, I don't have a choice. My husband wants a child, or I don't have a choice. My parents expect me to have a child. Therefore, I'm having a child, which I feel like was something that happened in the past, right? Like unions, marital unions were for propagation of your genetic material, the family name and things like that. So I would say that, yeah, there are changes now. And like, if you look at, there is a whole, if you look at like social media, for instance, there is a whole movement on like, you know, we should be respectful of people's choices. Like, you know, a woman says, I don't want to have a child, we celebrate that. A woman says, I want to have a child, we celebrate that too. So there is that movement to kind of allow or try and encourage people to allow people to just do whatever that they wish, as long as they're not harming anyone. So in that sense, I do see a generational shift, but it's not so much on whether or not they want a child, but whether they're allowing themselves to even entertain the thought that they can choose not to have a child.
Dr. Goh, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Goh Pei Hua, social psychologist and quantitative researcher, weighing in on our discussion for today, which is based on a survey. Essentially, we're asking you, has the pandemic changed your plans to start or expand your family? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I think we have time for some of the messages.
We do. So let's start with Owen, who says, my kids are all grown up and no longer on the payroll. I'm enjoying my own income now. Owen, I'm loving the party vibe of this message.
All of the exclamation marks. I can really feel it.
Yeah, no longer on the payroll, I think, says it all.
So I think that's, I mean, as fun as that is to read, right? I think that actually highlights a really important aspect and something that came up multiple times in our discussion with Dr. Goh as well, right? The economic factor when it comes to having children, and how while people often tell others, oh, you should be having kids, why aren't you having a second one? People don't actually think of it as being on your payroll, which is the reality.
So, if I may, I was going to extend our question, actually, because we started off asking you whether the pandemic has changed your plans to start or expand your family. But I mean, Dr. Goh kind of covered that it may not be the case, right? That there might be other things. It might be uncertainty that's creeping in other forms. It might also just be a personal decision. So if you feel like sharing, and it doesn't have to be directly, you know, related to the people currently on your payroll, it can just be a general answer. But I'm so curious to know, I guess, what were your considerations when you started a family, or if you're thinking about starting a family? How much of it is economic? How much of it is personal? Because I think, you know, it really is, there are so many different things. And the pandemic has affected us insofar, I think, as it's affected us emotionally and economically. But it is, in a way, I agree with what Dr. Goh said. It's hard to draw a direct line, isn't it?
Also because it's so recent. And so we don't yet know. And you know, with most of this population-related stuff, you need time to see how trends have changed. Munif says, in Malaysia, I honestly feel that the pandemic is barely a factor in making kids. It's always the demographic. The highly cautious and calculative will remain skeptical. The reckless and instinctual will go the way of the bunny as usual.
Well, that's... We're getting very colourful messages today. But I think that there is definitely something to that. And it also comes with the, I guess, what you grew up with in terms of what are the expectations surrounding having children to begin with? Like in your family, right? Whether it was something that was just always part and parcel of growing up, like buying a car, you know, it's just something that you do or you're expected to do, you know, or is it something that has a different connotation in your household? So I think all those things factor in above and beyond just, you know, highly cautious and calculative versus reckless and instinctual.
Let us know, what drove your decision to have children, to expand your family? Did the pandemic change that at all? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.